Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We hope you had a wonderful new year, and we hope you are aiming toward positivity and prosperity this coming 2017. So tonight I have some information for you, and I'm going to ask Sue Wagner to tell us what's going on in Dr. Pat Allen and the One Institute's world. Sue,
okay.
Are you there?
I'm there. We had our we moved over from the Costa Mesa Community Center to the Newport Beach Community Center last night and had our first seminar, which was a very good seminar. We had 140 people turn out. So the first Wednesday of every month, 7 to 8:30, Newport Beach Community Center. The address is 100 Civic Center Drive in Newport Beach. $5 admission. Stop by and see us. And then we also have our Monday night, the first Monday of the month, this month, January. It's on January 9th due to January 2nd being a holiday. It's at the Marriott Culver City. The address is 6333 Bristol Parkway. It's in Culver City. It's next to the Westfield Mall. It's the Courtyard Marriott. You can see it right off the 405 freeway. We're there from 7 to 9, and it's $10 admission. And we also, Dr. Allen conducts one-day classes in her Newport Beach office. I opened up a class, the Getting to I Do class. It's limited to 6 attendees. There's a class on Saturday, February 18th, and I have another class on March 18th, Saturday, from 9 to 4. It's $150 each class. Each class is a repeat. And what you can learn in that class is it's basically the secret to doing relationships right. It's a step-by-step program. It goes through phases of relationships, flirt to attract, when you should make the first move and when you should not. Why equality in a relationship may not be what you're looking for, why sex before commitment is a bad deal, and it goes on and on. For information, you can go to our website, www.wantistore.com, and it's got a full disclosure on what's available, what the class is about, and also the registration link. And then
now,
we also,
Sue, if somebody wanted to go to that class, but they're not here in the state or the country or the area, what do they do?
Here's what they can do. We cannot offer this on a webinar because it's too much detailed information. What you can do is go to our website, wantistore.com. There is a product called Lifetime of Love. It's a downloadable set. It has it's probably about 5 hours, 5 to 6 hours worth of material.
Wow.
It is the companion to the Getting to I Do. It goes over kind of chapter by chapter in more detail, and it's narrated by Dr. Allen. And then if you really want to get into it, there's a DVD conducted by Dr. Allen in a simulated class with students, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication in Relationships. It goes through all of the same information. It goes into relationships and also work and families. And it goes more into the communication. It's a two-disc DVD set, and there is also one that's called the Over 50. The prices of those, I think the DVDs is like $45. And it's not downloadable. The DVD set is not downloadable. The Lifetime of Love, it's a downloadable set, so you can purchase it immediately. And then, so that's for everybody that can't attend live. We do offer that, and
But if they have any follow-up questions, they could book a private appointment with Dr. Allen.
They
could
do that, or they can call the radio station, or they can go to the monthly seminars in Orange County or LA.
That is so awesome. Such awesome information.
And then we also have the life script that's it's continuing. I've had to add more dates because of the overflow. Right now, she has two in January that are full. The February 4th one is full. And I'm going to be opening up another one Saturday, February 25th. And then there's one on March 4th. the live script, it's from 9 to 4, limited mm-hmm. to 6 attendees. It's $150 for the class, and Dr. Allen helps you interpret your live script. And from past recordings, I'm sure Dr. Allen could talk more about your script as well. That's it for the Want Institute and what we have going on this month. Oh, and we also have a webinar that we're conducting after the radio show on Thursday, January 26th.
And Monday, this upcoming Monday, you're at Bristol Park, Culver City?
We're at the Marriott Courtyard in Culver City. Mm-hmm. So go on our website, www.drpatallen.com, and for ordering material and webinars and seminars, go to www.wantistore.com.
Okay, terrific. Callers, 323-203-0815. And remember, our station may call you back. You'll need to answer the call, even if it's an unknown number. So here we go. We have a caller on the line. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Yes, I'm here.
And we're getting
Hello?
Ready to... There's our first caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Well, I was trying to log into this radio show, actually. I wasn't really asking a question. I was trying to listen to a radio show, and I'm not able to get it. But I will ask a question if I'm here.
Sure.
Is Dr. Pat there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Wow. I really did not expect to talk to you because I was looking to get hooked into your radio station. I've read a couple of your books.
Good.
So you're pretty amazing. Someone from LA
recommended
you.
We're all amazing.
Thank you.
Each a snowflake.
So I'm one of those women who has been on her own for a long time. I have a very successful business and a successful life. And
you're
I want
a
to
career
dance
woman?
I have been a career woman, yes. And so I've had some wonderful relationships. I was married once. I did not have children, not really by choice, just the way the timing worked and all of that.
I understand. You have a right. You know, I want to make sure everybody that's listening knows I have no problem with career women and with men who don't want a career, who want to be a housewife, like Robert De Niro's movie Intern. That was a great movie about a couple where the woman had a business and the man took care of the child. I'm not prejudiced against men being women or women being men.
And I appreciate that about you because I have watched the relationships work in both directions. And I have been one of those women who have attracted more of the feminine men, and it doesn't work because I
Why
really
not?
Do have, because I'm a feminine woman, even though I have
I understand
this very powerful side.
Yes, but you're a career woman. Your brain outranks your heart.
I'm glad you brought that up. And so about a year or so ago, after I read your book, I started making some changes in my life. And I said, you know what? You're not working weekends anymore. You are no, and I will once in a while, but I no longer scheduled anything. I'm a yoga teacher.
So are you a real woman now with the career on the side?
I've always been a real woman, and the career is not yet totally on the side because
so you're doing both equally?
I'm working on that, and I recently
equality,
engaged relationships.
Remember, equality results in competition. A business deal calls
I get
and
that
he
from
calls.
You. No, I got that from you, and I'm really, really working on this because I have determined that my preference is to be the feminine woman, and yet I have
order.
This history that has shaped my life that is very masculine on some levels.
This is history.
And yet,
it's wiring.
You're wired.
Rear. Remember, there's a book by Norman Doidge called The Brain That Changes Itself. We used to think that the brain was hardwired. Well, if you read it, you know that we used to think the brain was hardwired. And now we know that if you do anything new and different for 3 days, you're starting a dendritic bridge that will result in you being rewired to incorporate this new experience as a habit.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
The brain can be rewired. It's uncomfortable to start with, but pretty soon it's running as smooth as any other well-designed piece of machinery.
Excellent. Yes, yes. Excellent.
You know, Norman Doidge wrote a second book. It's called How the Brain Heals Itself. Guess how it heals itself? It repeats and repeats and repeats and repeats.
Well, I'm a yoga teacher, so I do know that because I've been teaching for 25 years, and I understand that it's repetition that makes
that's
the body
right.
rewire itself, right? That's, and which is also the brain. And so anyway, I was not calling to actually talk to you. I was trying to get into the chat. You know, I was trying to hear you, and it said call this number. So I'm like, well, I can't get it on my computer, so I'll call this number. And here
Good.
I am talking to you, which is very exciting. So I recently got into a relationship with a man who is very much a man, very much a man.
Good. Competitive. Controlling.
Oh, he is. He's
giving,
he's,
protecting, cherishing.
He is all of those things. And it's, I'm finding myself being like, whoa, you know, how do I deal with this?
Are
and
you
there's a couple of things that are a little bit.
Are you
am I what?
Available to receive? Do
yes,
you respect him for giving?
Very much so. And I make
Good.
Sure that he knows that. And all of those, I'm really practicing as best of my ability, the tips that you teach. And
what question do you want to ask?
Again, I didn't call you to ask a question. I called to listen. But if now that I'm here in the hot seat, I want you to just help me with the whole, okay, he's very messy. I'm very neat. He's not quite as kempt as I prefer. And yet I have heard you, you know, in your books, you're like, just
now, do you remember what I say? If you don't have to call the cops, a doctor, and a lawyer, let him do what he's doing.
Yes.
Okay.
So now, do I sit on my hands? Do I
no, mostly
bite my tongue till
your
it
mouth
bleeds?
Shut.
That's right. Bite my tongue till it bleeds, right?
Right.
And then bite it some more.
That's right.
Get the Band-Aids and bite it some more. Okay. Well, that's
Good.
What I'm looking
Good.
For. And one of your amazing, the person who turned me on to you, her name is Bonnie Nelson, and she's out
oh.
in your area. And she's
Good.
An incredible
Good.
Assistant and a person who just advocates right. your work. And I called her because she's a little bit of a coach.
Darling,
she reminded
I
me.
Hear you're telling me stories, but I won't answer questions.
Yeah, we lost her. We lost her. Okay. She's gone, but that's
call
all right.
again.
We have a new caller.
Good.
Okay, let's see. Let's get our caller hooked up here. Caller, are you there? There we
Hello?
Go.
Hello?
That's funny, boys.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hello. What can I do for you?
I have a question.
What is it?
I had a date with somebody that I don't really get crazy about, but I got, well, anyway, he's from Philly.
Was it a duty date with no chemistry?
No, was not. It was
it
a chemistry. Yes, major, and I don't get those. So.
Okay, so are you saying you had a chemical, you know, attraction to this person, but he wasn't compatible with your needs, and you didn't communicate and build?
I don't know what build means.
Can we date and get married someday kind of building?
Well, the date went well. He came down here, brought me to an expensive restaurant, which I didn't expect. I didn't want that. I wanted a coffee date, but he said he wanted to go to this restaurant. I
That's
was all
fine.
Decked out.
Fine.
The conversation went well. He said I looked great.
So what's the question?
The question is, it ended badly, and I don't know what happened. It ended when
he asked for sex?
No, he did not. He asked me, it was raining, and he said, if you want, you could drive me to my car. And I don't want to let, I met him online, so I don't want to put him in my car. So I,
because
I don't know him.
Okay, so if you met a girlfriend and she asked for a ride to her car, would you do the same thing?
No.
Why not?
No, I mean, yes, because I feel safe with a woman. A woman, I don't feel like would overpower me. Like, I don't know him
really?
From a whole...
You mean you've never, ever heard of a woman with a pistol in her purse steal somebody's car? You've never heard that, right?
Yes, I have.
So, but has any man hurt you to the extent that if anybody owns a penis, they're dangerous?
You got a point. But anyway, the
what
point
he thought was you were rude, and he, knowing that he wouldn't hurt you, walked in the rain and said, I don't want to date that one again.
Yeah, he walked away, and I said, I'll drive you. And he turned around, and he said, I am okay, like sarcastic.
That's right.
Fast forward, we had a few little texting back and forth, nothing major. And then I seen him on the dating site. He saw me on the dating site the day after. And then he texts me, are you on a date, like sarcastic, at an expensive restaurant or whatever, like very sarcastic.
I know, because what he was saying, you didn't appreciate what I gave you, and you allowed me to be discomforted because you thought I was dangerous. Your guts knew if he was dangerous. Did your guts instinctively tell you he was dangerous?
No.
Well, next time, follow your guts.
Can I repair this? I don't want to chase him.
What you've got to hope that is he remembers something in the event that makes him want to check you out again. So why don't we just wait 8 weeks and see what he does?
All right. Should I go on that same site or no?
Well, I think you've already been on the same site. He already saw you.
Yeah, I saw him too.
Then why don't you just stay on the site and see if he wants to date you as one of many?
Okay. But I figured that was... Okay, thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thanks, caller. Okay. Yeah, those dating sites tend to be flooded with the same people, so... be hard to avoid him completely.
Right.
And it looks like...
Hello?
We do. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Here is my question. So
A week and a half ago,
a nice gentleman asked me out on a date, and it went well. And then he went away for Christmas, and then yesterday... he texted me he texted me a few times and would say things like, I'm looking forward to see you again in the new year. And I said, yes, that would be great.
That sounds
then
fine. What's the question?
The question is, he never really asked me again. He just said, his last thing, he said, when do I get to see you again? So I just
said,
up to you.
I'm available. When did you say you were available?
I said, up to you.
You gave the choice to him.
Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, see you in 5 minutes. Kidding, are you busy tomorrow? I would love to see him tomorrow, but I'm really, really sick. So I just told him, like, I would love to, but I'm really sick. I was just wondering if
that's
the answer.
And that's just fine.
Oh,
what you said is, I need a rain check. That's just fine.
Mm-hmm. But is it okay to say up to you when they say something that's not exactly asking?
Well,
you
all, but it would be nice to say I'm free most weekends, or I'm a real estate developer, so I'm busy on the weekends. I can see you Monday through Friday. Do you have a general schedule of availability?
Not really. It's
so you're available most any day?
Pretty much. I can make myself available.
Okay, that's what you say.
Times.
I can make myself available if asked.
Okay.
That's the correct answer.
Okay. That, I just thought it would be too masculine to tell them when exactly.
What? No.
To say,
but
no.
Honey, there are night nurses that are not available. You know, people do things that make them not available at certain times.
Oh, okay.
That he asked sense. You your availability time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, when asked, I can arrange to be available.
Okay.
Which
oh,
means
a
you've
got
to chase me, and then I'll tell you yes or no.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, but I wasn't sure
that's,
if I was doing it well.
That's presenting.
Mm-hmm.
Presenting is saying I'm available.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I have another quick question.
What is it?
So I'm an alpha, and two of my, you know, big loves in life were also alphas, and it's very easy with them. Where I was listening to your older shows.
Yes.
Yeah, from like when this just started. And you gave advice to a woman to go where men play. Do you have any advice on where alpha men may play?
Alpha men are both artistic, aesthetic. They might be in cooking classes. They may be taking art classes. And they may also then go right to work and do business in a business area. So alpha people can be found in play zones as well as productivity zones.
Oh, so pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But I want you to know that men enjoy being with women that are happy. So be where you're happy, because that's when you're the prettiest you'll ever be.
Mm. Oh, that's a really good point. Okay. Okay. So I should only go with places that will make me also feel great.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's very important. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Awesome.
All right. Oh, we've got lots of calls tonight. And let's see. Oh, we've got another one coming in, Dr. Allen.
Good.
We are on fire tonight. And see what's coming up.
No, actually, in California, we're on the boat.
You're on Noah's Ark.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Water in California.
Yeah, exactly. Really needed there. I heard there's going to be 10 to 15 feet of snow up in the Sierra Nevadas.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that will be nice. That will be very
Hi,
nice.
Hi, this is Melba.
Oh. All right.
Have we, do we have someone on the phone?
We did, but...
They're not answering their callbacks.
They're not answering their callbacks, which poses a problem. Yeah, so... So we'll take this question from Facebook.
Good.
At this time, I've decided to accept my husband's occasional verbal and emotional abusive behaviors. We've been married 7 years... And it's the second marriage for both of us. With that said, we've tried marriage counseling. I've had two counselors tell me privately that guys like him don't change.
Hi, this is Melba. Please leave a message.
And so, before they would, they usually have to lose their family, wife, and kids before they consider changing. Since seeing this firsthand, he will change for brief periods of time, always returning back to the crazy cycle of verbal attacks, put downs, name calling, controlling behaviors, sulking.
Does she call the police, the doctor, and a lawyer? If she doesn't, No. She's accepting him at his level, which is okay with me.
Yes, it's what she said was, it puts her into periods of being down or bummed out. She tries to snap out of it, but she's decided to accept this as his problem. What do you think about that, Dr. Allen?
What I think is he's 51% valuable for some reason that we don't know, but he's valuable enough to accept.
Right. So, yeah, that was her question. What was your thoughts? And do you think
if he's 51% valuable, keep him. We all have holes in our heads.
That's true. That's true.
Remember that movie, A Beautiful Life, where a father took a son to Auschwitz and they pretended it was a camp out?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So she wants to know if you consider that it could have any long-term effects on her self-esteem and self-confidence.
Not if she remembers why she's with him. When I didn't like my husband and he died in 2003, I remembered that I liked two oriental rugs that were his and two antique desks. And I didn't want to separate those things from my two Salvador Dali's lithographs. And so I would say, well, I'm not separating these beautiful art objects, so I'll just stay another day. And wouldn't you know it, the next day I would be back in love with him.
Hmm.
That's the ebb and flow of life.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so we're going to add another caller right now and see what they have to say.
Good.
There we go.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thanks for calling. a man was in a relationship with me.
Good.
And, yes, it was kind of for a while. And then, he kind of turned against me. I don't know what exactly happened, and we just couldn't seem to get along and we broke up.
All right. How long did that take?
How long did you date him? Yes, from February until August.
Okay, that's a pretty good. That's February, March, April, May, June, July, August. That's 7 months.
Yeah. So then within a few
And that,
weeks,
by the way, is two cycles. Yeah. The perfect cycle when everything's great, and then the imperfect. Then people have a choice of negotiating to improve their relationship. And if they don't negotiate improvements, they fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he got angry that that it wasn't working out the way we'd hoped. And then it just kind of fell apart. But he did contact me again within about 4 or 5 weeks. But also what had happened in the summer is he had met someone else that he decided he wanted to start seeing her.
Yes.
And that's someone across the country. And she's a real dynamo.
Fine. Why did he call you then?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
What did he ask for?
Well, he asked to, it's kind of on a case by case basis, but he still asks me to go out to dinner. He still, we still are kissing.
Have you had intercourse with him?
I slipped. But then I went back on the wagon.
I understand. But he's been in your body.
Yes.
That was your consummation wedding night.
I know.
And that's the beginning of his owning your body.
Yeah.
So he's probably back to see if his body build is still his.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, he's still involved with this other woman, and she's kind of
What's
his...
surprising about that, since God built them to be polyamorous?
I'm not surprised. I just don't know how to handle
Don't let his body into your body. Stop marrying
okay, I
him.
Won't. Yeah, I won't. I won't let him. And I told him that. I said, I don't want to be a mistress, and I'm dating other men, and I'm not having intercourse with them either, and not having
it.
Intercourse with
I
him.
I love it. You're doing all you have to do to bring him either to his knees or to running away from you.
Okay. So I should still go out with him when he asks?
Why not?
Okay. I don't want to...
You don't have any reason not to.
Yeah. It does kind of upset me.
I got news for you. Being horny for somebody is upsetting.
Yeah.
You've already consummated your relationship. That's a big event in the life of your body.
Yes, it is.
Okay? And so I want you to know that's the problem of when women are molested when they're little, they're imprinted so that they really have a difficult time committing and being in a relationship because they've inadvertently, physically mated and turned on or off to another human being.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't molested, but I do get it very, you know, very much like other women. I get very attached through intercourse.
The word is bonded.
What I'm wondering is,
what?
I'm wondering a couple of things about this. He's in this long distance relationship, and I asked him about it. You know, I said, does she think you're in an exclusive relationship? And he said he didn't know.
They didn't talk about it.
Classified. Yeah.
They didn't talk about it.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't want to get, I don't want to be this kind of halftime second choice girlfriend and then get really hurt.
I've got news for you. Just don't have intercourse with him. He'll know you're free to date.
Okay. Yeah.
So date.
So I should. So yes, I do. And so should I still go on dates with him?
Yes.
Even if I think I might get hurt more later.
How can you get hurt if you don't do it to you?
Right.
Do you think he's going to rape you?
No. What I mean is, if he chooses this other woman and she moves here, then that'll be painful for me.
I got news. Do you plan a painless life? And if so, have you made a company out of it? Because we're all looking for it.
Well, I'm wondering if it would be better for me to just cut things off now.
I've got news for you. That's called shutting down opportunities to learn muscle building experiences and maybe even be with the person you want to be with. I believe that if you're still interested chemically in this human being, I want you to experience him until you get resolution.
Okay.
Either you fall in love and he agrees and you get whatever, or you don't fall in love because he doesn't agree and you split. So what? Pain is a part of life. No pain, no gain. Do you realize to rewire the brain, you must be anxious. You must be doing things that are upsetting because you're doing new things that may be really beneficial.
Okay.
So a no pain life is stagnant.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. That's a great insight. So can I ask him anything about that relationship, or do I, like, can I say, hey, is he going to move out here?
No, you have no standing.
The
only thing you can, you have no standing. You're not a girlfriend.
Okay. Right.
You are a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And your body may have thought it was a wedding night. We women, when we're young, do that. Old men do it, and young women. Young men and old women say, next.
Yeah, okay. And then what can I do to, you know, be the magnetic one?
Be magnetic. Appeal to his eyes,
to his
ears. Well, do you flirt?
Yes.
Do you look in the eyes and smile?
Yes.
Do you speak first?
No.
Therefore, you're already saying, come and get me. I'm signaling you with my eyes and my smile that I'm available.
Okay. And if he asks me out and I have a plan with a planned date with someone else, who should I go out with?
The one that's number one ahead of the other one. Whoever's on the top. Look, I want you dating three men, three times each, and upgrading. I want you to keep the flow going. Do you understand? Okay. So if a three calls you for a date and a one calls you, you make up a reason that you're not going to be able to keep the one with three and go with the one. You're what you're doing is you're attempting to find your mate.
Right.
Your bereshit in Judaic law.
Okay.
The person that fits your life and you can build with.
Okay.
All right.
And what if, all right, I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, caller. Yes, so here we go. We've got another call coming in. How awesome.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, thanks. I was on the bus earlier and trying to get off. That's why you called me. But thanks for calling me back. I had a question. A friend of mine, who I thought was a close friend, got married earlier this past year, not this year yet, and she, for the most part, through the time she was dating, well, not her now husband, she never introduced him to me nor another friend of mine that were both in their wedding. So she seemed to kind of avoid us meeting him for some reason. Eventually, we had to meet him, obviously, at the wedding. But I kind of wanted to get past feedback about why she could possibly do that.
Why somebody could keep you apart?
Well, why a friend of mine never would have introduced
a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Girlfriend.
Oh, territorial.
Huh.
She was jealous of some quality you have. What is it?
I don't know. She didn't actually, as far as I know, at the wedding, nobody had ever met her now husband. So everybody was like, it was the first time meeting him.
So what? They were there because she asked them to be in the wedding.
Yeah. But we just thought it was odd.
I got news for you. She obviously has a lot of power in that relationship. So what?
Oh, so it wouldn't have been him?
No, but he may have delegated that she had the right to put whoever she wanted in the wedding. He may not have been fascinated. Men do not generally wake up in the middle of the night planning their wedding ceremony.
And then not caring too much about meeting, quote-unquote, close friends of theirs beforehand?
No, that's not a standard. There's no book that says that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
You know, that brings up something.
What's that?
Once we start judging other people's behavior, we lose the fun of getting to watch creative people doing creative things.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true.
Do you know what the word ruberization means?
No, what does it mean?
Abraham Maslow, the man who made therapy human, he said that ruberizing people is putting them, like in the military, in a group and saying, you're all this. It can also be called prejudice. All Jews are, all black people are, all Catholics are. Ruberization is a nice skill, being on a team, but it's a limiting event if you're creative.
That's true. I think we've got a caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen. You are.
Hello, hello.
Okay, question for you. I am duty dating and real dating, and I am dropping the handkerchief first online with just a smiley face.
Very good.
And allowing them to talk first. Well, this man has been messaging me since before Christmas and saying, this is what I want, etc. Well, he never responded back to me. He just said, hey, when I'm interested, I show it. It is also my weakness. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. He's a man. Great.
Yes.
And then I didn't write back. I think it was because it was Christmas Day. So I didn't write back. I think because I was in family, it just kind of slipped.
I know it.
And so he text messaged me now, 10 days later, which is fine. And then I think he was a little passive aggressive. He said, how you been? And I said, hi, happy face, feeling pretty good. You... Then he writes, you went missing in action and never responded to me. I was contemplating if I should text again. L-O, laugh out loud. I wrote, are you upset? ? And then he wrote, not at all, just hard to read you. Laugh out loud. So was that passive aggressive or what would I, how am I supposed to respond to, I mean, he's being a man, so...
Your answer to him is simply, ask for what you want.
Tell him that? Ask for what you want?
Yes, because he's saying it's hard to read you. What he's doing is waiting for you to offer.
Right.
And that's passive and it's aggressive because he's saying, I want you to be a man or a mother. They're the same thing. And mind read. Remember the four things that are bad signs for communicating. Evasiveness. Someday I'll get married. Seconds. Secretiveness. If you loved me, you'd know what I need and give it to me. Which is what this sounds like. Third. Condescending. Well, you women are. And fourth. Stop it. I'm leaving. Abrupt.
Okay. And then I had this other gentleman, different man, who I dropped the emoji. I dropped the handkerchief. And then he writes back. I think it was really rude. He's like, how, it took you that long to come up with your intro? He's like, or something like really rude. It deleted it. But he said, oh, it took you a really long time to come up with that intro. Like, just kind of rude.
And so how did you answer?
Well, in this particular app, the woman has to initiate conversation. So I just dropped the handkerchief with the happy face instead of hi.
Yes.
So he said that, and then I responded, because I only have 24 hours. I said, yes. I said, it took me 21 hours-ish. I said, laugh out loud. I didn't know what to write. I felt like it was just rude.
Well, so what you wrote is you were busy.
Okay, and then he wrote, it, interesting profile. I won't be supporting your decisions if they're bad ones.
Well,
on there.
What I'm sensing, he's the kind of a person that if he was driving in a car next to you, you wouldn't look him in the eye. I hear a precocious, angry person. Somebody who's got a mat on without anybody stimulating it.
Yeah, it seemed like he was carrying like grudges or something. So I just decided,
that's what I'm saying. Okay. I hear the same thing.
Okay, so I basically said no to him, and I just deleted our conversation. So I didn't do anything
Fine.
Wrong.
Fine.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pat Allen, for all
Welcome.
Your work. I
Welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Good.
Thanks, caller.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Sue, are you still here?
I'm here.
Hey, you want to tell us one more time what's going on, just in case some of our listeners missed
it? Okay, just a brief. Dr. Allen has some new classes if you're in the Orange County area or even L.A., a Getting to I Do class. It is on Saturday, February 18th, and there's another one Saturday, March 18th, 9 to 4, Newport Beach office, $150, limited to 6 people. And if you're out of the area, go to our website, www.wantistore, and you could get the material, A Lifetime of Love, which is the companion to the Getting to I Do book, or the Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication DVD. It's available. And it has Dr. Allen in a class setting giving the information as well. So there's plenty of stuff to get Dr. Pat Allen's questions and answers. And we have our life script class. And that is, they're on Saturdays. You can get all the information on www.wantistore.com. That's it.
Thanks, Susie. Awesome. Okay, Dr. Allen, let's take another one of your Facebook people. When a masculine man messages you, is it okay to reply within seconds of receiving the message, or should you wait a bit before replying?
It depends on whether you're doing Pat Allen or the rules.
Well, give us an example of both, Dr. Allen.
Okay. Pat Allen believes that once you become aware of somebody's reaching out and you don't reach out, you want to manipulate them with pain.
Okay.
The rules, and I say that because they're kind of like my leading competitors. The rule says, don't be available. Cause a pain.
Right.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Real men know when they're being tortured. Because if they're an alpha, especially, their heart and their brain work intuitively together to decide if they're safe enough to date you. But if they're not safe and they haven't been raised properly, they are going to react like your mama. And pain is what they're familiar. I call those people norepinephrine addicts. They're addicted to the chemistry of depression, which is norepinephrine. Epinephrine is an upper. We used to sell it in the stores until we realized it blew your heart to bits. Norepinephrine is no epinephrine. Nature creates it in order to bring animals off of a huge dopamine run that might kill them from overexercising or running or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's a good time to be brought down, and there's a bad time, and I don't approve of women torturing men in order to find someone to love.
You know, I'm going to have to totally agree with you, Dr. Allen. That whole being coy thing and what I call the torture test. How much torture or will he stand?
Yeah, right.
How far can I push that line? I find that behavior, well, I find it unsavory, to say the least, but I think it's gamey. I think it's a very game player thing.
It's intimidating and seductive, but it's not negotiating. We teach negotiation, win-win.
Yes, we do. So what do you have to say tonight before we go? Because we're out of time.
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? And what do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Perfect. Hey, everyone, you know the website, www.drpatallen.com. Also, for products and information on classes, go to oneistore.com. Oneinstitute.org is wonderful to take a peek at. Follow us on Facebook. Tweet with us. We love your little bird song. And give us that one up on Google. We love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.